Hello, today is Thursday, March 14th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. Today's National Pie Day, so whether it's sweet or savory, everyone should enjoy pie. Now let's look at a few markets. We'll start with beef. So the beef harvest last week was down to 583,000 head, below last week's 599,000 head, and way below last year's 631,000 head. This curtailed production is continuing. Some major packers are only running 4 days a week right now, making this market very tight. Expect another week below 600,000 head again this week. This pullback is having the desired effect for the beef producers. Product is short and pricing is moving up quickly. There will be a bit of a sticker shock next week with pricing on strip loins and top rounds, sirloin flap and skirt steaks. All take fairly substantial increases for next week. All the briskets have been sold for St. Patrick's Day, so we will actually see briskets move a bit lower. Other than that, expect to pay more for beef going forward. Grinds hit bottom 2 weeks ago and are moving higher again. Hopefully we will see increased production soon, as spring is not far off. Okay, let's look at poultry, and chicken production continues strong, moving ahead of last year's pace, but demand is right there with it, no downturn. Everything chicken is up again for next week, wings, boneless skinless random breasts, and tenderloins. One statistic I keep an eye on that has me a little concerned is the hatch rate, or how many eggs actually become chickens. The hatch rate has been below 80% for about a month now. Just another data point to keep an eye on. Let's look at avian flu, and we had 3 new cases reported affecting 31,500 birds, mostly turkeys. Not enough to move the market, but a reminder, avian flu has not gone away. Okay, let's look at grains, and corn closed at 425, up from last week's 412. I guess I was a little greedy looking for sub-$4 corn. These prices have spurred some export activity, and we are still waiting on word from the Agricultural Department about biojet fuel mandates. Soy has moved up again this week, still relatively good value, but I do think we've seen a low for a while. Soy is also getting a bit more export interest. Looking at wheat, and it looks like Russia has dumped enough wheat on the market, we actually are up a few pennies. Still plenty of product available. Let's talk about pork, and bellies closed at 124, up just a bit from last week's 123. Again, plenty of product available, so I don't think we'll get this market higher just yet. Butts have finally leveled off after a few steady increases pushed by export demand. Easter comes early this year, and it looks like hams are all sold and the market will come off a bit. Loins are still the best value in protein. And finally, a quick look at dairy, and the CME has a pretty good decline working for the week. Through Thursday, barrel is down 14, block is down 5, and butter, ever the contrarian, is up 2. Availability is good, so this may be a hint of spring flush, but it's way too early for that. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.